The Chinese government will this year push through the reform of its re-education through labor system, according to a national political and legal work conference held in Beijing on Monday. The controversial system presently allows police to detain people for up to 4 years without an open trial. It's led to mounting public criticism and claims that it contradicts high-level laws, including China's constitution. One expert says that the public would welcome the abolition of the system, calling for the amendment of laws concerning labor camps. China's first labor camp act was put into practice in 1957. According to the Ministry of Justice, 160,000 people were held in 350 labor camps nationwide as of the end of 2008. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says that they will welcome any solution that is generally accepted by all parties to end the crisis in Syria. The Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the remarks in response to the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's latest proposal to end the near two-year crisis. He also called on both sides to follow the objectives and principles of the Action Group Geneva Communique and to facilitate a political transition in the country. The Syrian opposition has rejected Assad's proposal and demanded again for him to step down.